How do you reduce or prevent demineralization around orthodontic brackets in your patients? This is always a challenge to orthodontists who treat adolescents. Some patients have great oral hygiene, but others are not so good. Although many different types of oral hygiene aids have been recommended, are there any new items on the market that could show promise? In recent years, researchers have been experimenting with a chemical called chitosan. This is derived from chitin, which is a glucosamine and is mainly contained in the shells of crabs and shrimp. After the chitosan is produced from the chitin, it has a pH of 6.3, which is suitable to buffer the oral environment, which could then prevent the deleterious action of organic acids on enamel surfaces. In addition, the chitosan is biocompatible and biodegradable. In past studies, the chitosan has been shown to exhibit bactericidal action against Streptococcus mutans. What if chitosan were incorporated into a toothpaste? Would that toothpaste have greater tendency to reduce demineralization than a conventional, non-fluoridated toothpaste? That particular question was studied and published in the March 2011 issue of The Engel Orthodontist. The title of that article is, "Does a chitosan-containing dentifrice prevent demineralization around orthodontic brackets?" This study comes out of Ersias University in Kayseri, Turkey. The senior author of this paper is Dr. Weissel. He was joined in this project by several other investigators from that same orthodontic department. Now, the purpose of their study was to determine if there are any differences between a chitosan-containing dentifrice compared to a conventional, non-fluoridating toothpaste in inhibiting enamel demineralization around orthodontic brackets. In order to accomplish this project, the authors performed this study in 16 orthodontic patients who are going to have 4 first premolars extracted for orthodontic purposes. 2 months prior to extraction, the authors examined the surfaces of the premolars to make certain that there were no areas of demineralization on the labial surface. Then orthodontic brackets were bonded to all 4 premolars. They were bonded with conventional techniques using light-cured composite. Then one group of individuals received a dentifrice containing chitosan. The other group received a toothpaste that was non-fluoridated. The patients were asked to use this dentifrice daily. 60 days later, the premolars were extracted, and after extraction, the teeth were sectioned so that the crowns and roots were separated. Then the crown of each premolar was hemisected, leaving a mesial and distal half. The authors then used a special technique that tested the microhardness of the enamel to determine if there were any differences which would reflect a difference in the amount of enamel demineralization between the chitosan group and the non-fluoridated toothpaste. What do you think they found? Does a chitosan-containing dentifrice reduce the demineralization around orthodontic brackets? The answer to that question is yes. The authors showed with the microhardness tests that the use of the chitosan-containing dentifrice during the 60 days prior to extraction was able to prevent demineralization of enamel around those teeth that had the orthodontic brackets. There was a statistically significant difference between this group and the group that used the conventional non-fluoridated toothpaste. So there you have it. Chitosan-containing toothpaste can be a benefit to patients who are wearing orthodontic brackets. Now, the only problem is that the patient first must place the dentifrice on the toothbrush and second must use it daily to clean their teeth. As with many of these improved oral hygiene aids that have been manufactured in recent years, much of the effect depends upon the patient actually using them. If you're interested in reading this article that highlights the benefits of a chitosan-containing dentifrice, you'll find it in the March 2011 issue of The Engel Orthodontist.